This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A promise from President Biden.
President Biden says the U.S. will respond after a drone strike killed three American troops in Jordan along the Syrian border.
We had a tough day last night in the Middle East.
U.S. officials say one of several Iranian-backed groups was behind the deadly attack on an installation known as Tower 22, a critical hub in Jordan for U.S. troops in Syria. The U.S. deaths are the first after months of strikes by Iran-backed militias across the Middle East amid the Israel-Hamas war. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israel's allegations that 12 employees of a U.N. agency were involved in the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th, led the U.S. and several other countries to cut off funding. The AP's Rika Ann Garcia with this story.
The U.N. Secretary General has called on 9 countries to resume funding for UNRWA, the main unit providing aid in the Gaza Strip. The U.S., Britain, and other Western nations suspended funding to the U.N. agency after several employees were accused of taking part in the October 7 Hamas attack that ignited the war.
The Chinese government is protesting the treatment of Chinese students arriving in the U.S., saying some have been interrogated for hours, have had their devices checked, and in some cases were forcibly deported. The Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva has been disqualified from the 2022 Olympics after a doping case that racked the Beijing Games. That means the Russians are set to be stripped of the gold medal in figure skating's team event. The U.S. finished second and will be named Olympic champion instead. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, where they'll face the San Francisco 49ers. This is AP News. What now for Donald Trump? The AP's Julie Walker with what could come next.
Within days, Donald Trump could have his real estate empire ordered dissolved for repeated misrepresentations on financial statements as his civil fraud trial in New York again enters the spotlight. An Associated Press analysis of nearly 70 years of civil cases shows such a penalty only imposed a dozen previous times. Trump's case stands apart. It's the only big business found threatened with shutdown without showing obvious victims and major losses. Legal experts say the judge, who already ruled against Trump, could decide dissolution means stripping him of not only his New York holdings like Trump Tower, but other properties like Mar-a-Lago. The state attorney general is recommending Trump be banned from doing business in New York and pay hundreds of millions in fines. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.